Today I'm going to interview Moises about a very dangerous sport that he practices, that is free soloing. Hi Moises.
Hi.
When did you start? When did you get into this sport?
I started when I was a child. My father was a member of a climbing club, and I started going into the activities that they did with my father, and it was the time that the free soloing started to become popular, and I've been practicing since then.
And how do you feel when you practice it?
It's a sense of freedom that you have when you are in that situation. You only have to rely on yourself, on your body, on your thoughts, and relaxing experience. Yeah.
And did you be involved in some very dangerous situation?
There was a time we were on the El Capitan a couple of years ago in California. There are a team of Netflix that they are recording an episode from a show that was called Free Solo. And in that episode, they tried to interview us and seeing what are our thoughts of the sport and so on. And one morning, one of the cameraman have a problem with his security rope. It broke, and for a moment, he stays hanging on and on one of an insecure point. But we managed to put another rope, and we passed the situation.
And how do you feel in this situation? I mean, did you feel nervous or relaxed?
Not really. I mean, this kind of guy that keeps the feelings under control, and that in this kind of moment you focus on trying to save the person, to put the necessary joints or security points when he needs, and it's after that you realize how dangerous was the situation.
And finally, do you recommend this sport to other people?
Well, it depends. If you have done your work, you have studied the route, knowing the path, and have the training and the mindset that you need to do this kind of a sport, I would recommend it.
Okay, so thank you very much.
Thank you.